Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Washington, D.C. The Trump administration's Secretary of State, a neophyte political leader, gets high marks for dealing with Syria's Bashar Assad and his Russian counterpart as they both deny that it was a Syrian chemical weapons attack on the Syrian people. That's the headline. Ken Timmerman will join me in a moment to explain this headline.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
The United States for now has been saying that the intelligence is very strong, that it was a Syrian government attack. That's what the president has said, and he said that's what his intelligence people had told him. The Russians are not very clear on this either.
Yeah, they're not coming out with maybe a lot of straight talk, which they were encouraged to do when Secretary of State Tillerson visited there, but also had, I understand, a two-hour meeting with Vladimir Putin. Now, they had met before.
What's very interesting watching Rex Tillerson become Secretary of State, a new iteration for him as a chief executive officer. This is a man who's clearly very worldly wise. He understands the ways of power. He understands the individuals who wield power. He's not a neophyte. He's a man who has been himself in charge of hundreds of thousands of lives under his employ at the head of ExxonMobil, and he understands that decisions that he makes have real consequences on the lives of real people. I think this is something that's refreshing for us as Americans to see, that our chief diplomat is a man of the world who understands that he can't just be spouting platitudes and talking about red lines that are crossed and then we do nothing about. This is a man who understands that decisions and words have consequences.
Ken Timmerman from Washington, D.C., with details on the headline of how God is using human government to accomplish his will. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. If you have a moment, think about this with me. God has used human government for 4,000 years to direct humankind to do his will. God established human government, as recorded in Genesis chapter 9 and verse 6, and down through the centuries, the Lord has used human government to have his will played out on this earth. The Lord will, in fact, use human government in the future to bring about his plan for the future. That's Revelation chapter 17 and verse 17. God gave to the ancient Jewish prophets the scenario for the end of times, and then in the last 50 years, the Lord has used 7 United States presidents to set the stage for the prophetic plan of God to be fulfilled. As we watch current events happening in this world, we can see human government playing the key role to make all of these things happen. Human government has moved all the players into place for the Lord's will to be played out. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...